Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Masech HaZvachim, and we're up to Parak Yud, Mishnah Zayin. Uve Kulam, when it comes to all of these karbanos, HaKohanim HaShalim, L'Shanos B'Achilasan, the Kohanim could eat them however they want. L'Achlan Tzluyim, Shlukim, V'Shalim, they could barbecue them, they could slow cook them, they could regular cook them. V'Lasis L'Tochan, Tivlei Chulin, V'Tivlei Truma, they could put spices, whether those spices are Chulin or Truma. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir Omer, Lo Yiten No, it's a bad idea to put truma into them. Not just a bad idea, it's also for them to put truma spices into it, because then you might passel the truma. Meaning, let's say you don't finish eating the meat of the korban by the time you have to finish the meat, so then it becomes noser, and then the whole meat gets thrown out, gets burnt, and that will include the truma, as opposed to, and generally you're not supposed to burn truma tahora. So you're unnecessarily causing, you might be unnecessarily causing the truma to be burnt and gotten rid of prematurely, rather than getting eaten in the way it's supposed to. So Mishnah Ches, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Imri Isa Shemen Truma Schalik Bazara. If you see that oil is being divided up in the Azara for Kohanim to have, Eina Tetzarich Lishol Mahu. You don't have to ask any questions about what it is. I can tell you exactly what it is. Elamosa Rikikim Menachos Minchos Yisrael. It's whatever's left over from the Rikikim of a Mincha of a Yisrael, the log shemen shel mitzora, or it's a log of shemen that's brought by a mitzora who has a log of shemen as part of his karban. Those are the only two things that they would give out to the kohanim to eat in the azara. Imriisa shemen shu nasan al gabei ishim. And if you see that's oil being put on the fire of the mizbeach, so if you see that, then you don't need to ask what it is. It's the leftovers of the Kohanim's Korban Mincha, U'minchas Kohen Mashiach, or the leftover oil from the Korban that was brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day. That's the only thing that they would burn on the Mizbeach. She'in misnadvim shemen, because oil is never donated, so it's never just something that people volunteer to give. Rabbi Tarfon Omer misnadvim shemen. Rabbi Tarfon says, sure, it could be donated as a regular Nidava, and therefore, according to Rabbi Tarfon, if you see oil being burnt on the Mizbeach, it might just be a Nidava that someone decided to give to the Beis HaMikdash. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that that Kohanim can eat Karbanos however they want to, they can cook it however they want to, they can put whatever spices they want to, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says, not whatever spices, they cannot put Truma spices on it, because it might cause it to get burnt unnecessarily. And in Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Shimon said, you know, I'll give you some clues. If you see oil that's being divided up in the Azara, I can tell you exactly what it is. It's the leftovers of a Kike Menachos of Israel, or a Log Shemen of Mitzora. And if you see oil being brought on the fires in the Mizbeach, I can tell you exactly what it is. It's the leftovers of the Rikike Menachos of Kohanim, or the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you could also bring oil as a nedava. So when you see it brought in the Mizbeach, it might just be that. It might just be a nedava. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the 11th parak of Masechet Zvachim.